While the Iditarod does not begin for another 6 months, the official beginning of the Iditarod season is right around the corner. Saturday, June 29th will be a big day for the race. Ballots will be counted for the Iditarod Trail Committee, there will be an annual membership meeting and volunteer picnic, and it is the first day that mushers can register for the 2014 race, which will begin on March 1st. Joanne Potts, longtime staff member for the Iditarod, says that some well-known mushers are expected to attend.
For the most part, you can just pretty much count on people that live within driving distance from, you know, up to Fairbanks and probably down to Seward. We'll be here. I think Mitch Seeby will be here, and the Sally Zirkle will be here. But I don't, you know, it's hard to say exactly. There's always people here you don't expect.
The big names won't be the only ones in attendance, however. The Iditarod gives away 2 free race entries to mushers who register on Saturday and stay until the drawing that afternoon. As a result, dozens of mushers often attend.
We get in the neighborhood of 50-something sign-ups that day. 1 year, I think we even had up to 70-something. That was the year we had almost 100 mushers, but it's never been that since then. But, it can be, I'm figuring we'll have somewhere between 45 and 55 here on Saturday.
The other major focus of the day's activities is an invitation-only picnic for Iditarod volunteers.
All the people we have on our volunteer list have been invited to attend, and some of them will probably bring people with them, but basically it's for the volunteers and to give the mushers a chance to thank the volunteers for helping make the race possible for them.
Potts says that Saturday's registration will give a good indicator of how many mushers plan to run the Iditarod in March. For KTNA, I'm Philip Manning.